Could I have a word with you, officer? Dr. Phillips asked. A worried expression on her face. She signaled to Val's nurse, who slid closer and wrapped an arm around Antoinetta's shoulders. Val gave Antoinetta another quick hug and followed the doctor across the hallway, out of earshot. Antoinetta is reluctant to let us administer the rape kit, Dr. Phillips said. She keeps saying she did nothing wrong, which is true, but she has it in her head that we're blaming her for all this.
Did her mother give the okay? Val asked.
She did, but the patient also has to be willing, Dr. Phillips said. But she respects you so much, so...
Give me a few minutes with her, Val said. She returned to Antoinetta and led her by the hand up the hallway to the waiting area. They sat facing each other on adjacent seats.
How are you feeling? She asked.
Okay, Antoinetta said in a dull voice. But I want to go home.
You will, soon, Val said. The doctors need to check to make sure you're okay. They can't always tell just by looking at you. She spoke in a slow, measured pace. They need to check your insides, too. It's standard procedure.
The girl's eyes welled with tears. I didn't do anything, Malo. I swear.
I know, honey, Val said, but maybe Mr. Harkins did? Antoinetta stared at her, tears streaming from each eye, but said nothing.
Don't you think we ought to find out? Val asked. Tears flowed like open faucets down the girl's face. She shook her head.
He told me if I tell anyone. She broke into sobs and pulled her hands free, covering her face. Val's heart ached for the girl. She knew Antoinetta's feelings of fear and shame well, all too well.
Antoinetta, Val said in a low voice, when I was a girl about your age, a man did something terrible to my friend, she said. Someone I knew well, a terrible thing. And do you know what happened to that man?
Antoinetta lifted her head, shook it.
Nothing, Val said, because my friend was afraid to tell anyone. Her family, her friends, anyone. She wouldn't even admit it to me. Her voice caught on this truth, one she'd feared admitting all of her life. Not for a long time, anyway. And when she did tell the people close to her, it was too late. The police could no longer collect the evidence, and the man went free.
Antoinetta blinked tears from her eyes.
Did they ever catch him? She asked.
Val's shoulders trembled. No, she said, her voice barely a whisper. They never did. They never punished the man for what he did to my friend.
Antoinetta lowered her own voice. What happened to the girl? She asked. Is she all right?
Air whooshed from Val's lips. She suffered, she said, for the rest of her life. She always wished she'd said something sooner, so the police could have caught and punished the man and made sure he never came near her again.
The girl's eyes widened. Do you think Signor Hawkins might come back?
Maybe, Val choked on the reality of her answer, unless we can prove what he did, which is what the doctors want to help us do. A long moment passed. Antoinetta's tears stopped, and a look of steely resolve swept over her face.
If you catch him, she said, what will you do to him?
Val squeezed her hand. We'll prosecute him and put him in prison for a long time.
Antoinetta's face curled into an angry snarl. Just prison? She said. Eso es todo?
I'm afraid so, Val said, her heart sinking. But prison is an awful...
If you catch him and he tried to get away, Antoinetta said, can't you shoot him like they do on TV?
Val's breath caught in her throat. What you see on TV is not always what happens in real life, she said. We try not to shoot people unless they're threatening the lives of others.
What if he runs away? The girl asked.
Well, sometimes, but... I hope, Antoinetta said in a menacing voice, that when you find him, he tries to get away. And when he does, I hope you shoot off his little bicho. She left a stunned Val seated on the bench and returned to Dr. Phillips, nodding in response to the doctor's question. She gave Val a thumbs up and disappeared with the doctor into an examination room.